It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for, but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting. Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hi, besties, and welcome to a brand new premium Almost Adulting, the largest self-love podcast and movement, your number one destination for personal growth and mental health. I'm your big sister, your host, and everything in between, Violetta Benson. So today I want to welcome you to the premium episode of another Violetta's Diaries. This is one of those episodes where I promise to not edit anything out, to kind of make it as raw as possible. And it's my diaries. It's whatever I want to discuss. So I wanted to bring a few things up. And the reason today this episode would be, quote unquote, a bit controversial, maybe at least the beginning, and just in general, I'm also going to share things that normally I wouldn't share, is because since right now, I would say this is more in beta testing for me. And because this community of my premium community is still so small, I feel the safest right now to share things that I never would normally share about Hollywood and life experiences. Normally, I would just keep to myself because, as you know, my podcast itself, mental health podcast, it's more scripted based on things I write, but scripted around the topics that I look for. And I try not to share too much about my personal life or my old stuff. And I also try to protect people by not sharing their stories or information. My friends and Hollywood people. But anyway, today, again, since this is a safe space, I'm going to share something normally I wouldn't. Okay, let's do some gossip. Okay, a few things. Okay, this is between us, okay? Don't tell anyone. Hope you guys are having a great day. Number one, although I don't really keep up with pop culture, I have seen there's some things happening with P. Diddy, they're coming to light, something that has to do with trafficking, sex trafficking. So a few things, thoughts about that. Number one, I am predicting that in a couple of months, there is going to be some connection potentially to Beyonce and Jay-Z, unless of course they manage to stay away from the whole thing and, you know, remain clean. Secondly, I'm not sure why I've been seeing Usher's name surface around. So since I don't keep up with pop culture, I'm not aware whether or not he's been mentioned as well. But when it comes to Usher, I do have some thoughts about him as well. Nothing too dirty. But my thoughts about him is that a year or two ago, I used to work out at this private gym where you had to, I don't recall if you had to like apply to be part of this gym, but it's a personal gym where not only do you pay loads of money for a personal trainer, but they only train like up to, I think, 3 to 4 people at that gym at a time. And it's only top celebrities. So maybe it was like 3 years ago when I was way cooler as daddy issues. Not to put myself down. I'm still cool. And if I'm not as cool as I was 3 years ago, I will be cool again. You know, it's hello, check out the Jonas Brothers. Okay, this is not a pep talk for me. Back to Usher. Anyway, I've worked out before when he would be at the gym as well. Like he finished working out before me, or we were working out at the same time and then he finished working out. And at that gym, there's also showers. You can shower there. Most people don't. And I've seen loads of other celebrities work out the same time as me. Whenever Usher works out at that gym, whenever I've seen Usher work out at that gym, this man would go shower and then every single freaking time, he will walk out of that shower gym area in a towel so low you could practically see his pubic hair, and then he will just walk around the gym looking himself in the mirror and just do a few little laps. And you have to just pretend like it's normal, even though it's not, because it's literally like two other trainers there, Usher, and then me and my trainer. Or sometimes it'll be like me, my trainer, another person working out with their trainer, and then Usher and the guy who trained him. That's it. And this guy will just walk around the towel a few laps, practically seeing his pubic hair every time. And it's so weird. It doesn't make sense. And another funny thing is that like 10 years ago, I don't recall, 10 years ago, hold on. Okay, so either 10 years ago or something like that, my friend went on a date with Usher. And she wanted to show him that she's an independent woman because, you know, he has so many songs about how much he loves independent women. So she was like, oh, by the way, they want a first date. And she goes, by the way, I can get this. No big deal. And he goes, oh, okay. And she's like, I'm sorry. And he said, yeah, okay, that's fine. Go ahead. Their dinner was like $500-$600. And she paid for it because he said, all right. Girl, stand up. You want to pay for it? Stand up. You want to be a feminist, independent? Stand up. And yeah, she paid for it. So that's funny. I don't know. I thought that was really funny, but I say that's why, you know, don't even bother offering. Maybe do that bit if you feel bad, like you're taking out your wallet. But come on. I am honestly shocked that he was like, all right, but maybe he was having a rough month. What do you know? Okay, so moving on from Usher, the last thing I wanted to say is I have another prediction. I have a prediction, and I am scared to say this, but because this is only on the premium podcast, and again, we're a small niche. We're a small niche of people right now. We're a small crew, a small group of besties. It's still in the beta process. I feel safe saying this to you guys because otherwise I wouldn't feel safe saying this, sharing this, because this is kind of a serious allegation. So let's say allegedly. But I have a prediction that either this year or in the next couple of years, there could be potential allegations against dun dun dun. And I'm going to stop right here. If you want to listen to the story and to exactly what I was about to say, you have to go subscribe to my premium podcast that's available on almostadulting.supercast.com. Sorry, you guys, I am just not emotionally ready to the consequences of what would happen if I share this to hundreds of thousands of people. And that is why I rather just share it with my small little group and crew on my subscription podcast. So if you want to subscribe on Supercast, the link is in the bio of today's episode. You can listen to the rest, and you will also get 4 episodes a week instead of 2 ad-free. And you will also get my dating university along with today's controversial story. So I'm 100% positive that my prediction is correct. Anyway, love you, besties. Hope you subscribe. If you don't, I'll see you Thursday. Once again, to subscribe to my premium podcast, it is almostadulting.supercast.com, or just tap the link in the subscription of my bio. Thanks. Bye.